Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
03857.
That was 03857.
Right.
May I please have your first and last name?
Marie McKinney, McKenney. Hello?
And forced. I'm sorry.
Just wanted to make sure you were there. I'm just wondering why they took $50 out of my checking account.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
53 Exeter Road in Newmarket, New Hampshire, 03857.
Thank you for that information. I do see where our Wi-Fi booster was purchased. How may I help you today?
What do you mean, Wi-Fi booster?
A Wi-Fi booster was purchased on the 1st of December for $6.70 at the day of purchase. How may I help you today?
I want my $49.97 back.
Do you recall purchasing the Wi-Fi booster on the 1st of December?
It was supposed to be free.
The reason why you were charged at $49.97 is because once you purchase the item on the 1st of December, in the terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you, they do state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $49.97 for a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, and that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
Whoa, that was way too fast for me. So you're telling me that I want to cancel this. I want my money back. How do I do it?
I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today. Being that that charge is a valid charge, we do have a strict no refund policy. But what I can do for you today is provide you with a refund of $17.48 out of that charge. Hello?
When I read it, it said it was free. I don't even use the thing. I'll send it back.
Okay, we aren't accepting any returns at this moment. Also, we do provide those terms and conditions at the day of purchase. Would you like that $17.48 refund?
Well, of course I want that, but I'm going to get the rest of my money back. Trust me. You don't know me.
So I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out for you today. Also, go ahead and issue you that refund. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. I do have a cancellation confirmation number. Just let me know when you're ready for that number.
Oh, I'll take that number right now. I'm ready.
The number is 258-445-743. That number again is 258-445-743.
Okay, I'm really glad I looked at my account. I'm going to be getting in touch with my lawyer. This might be something small, but I don't want to see this happen to other people. How do I send this?
Is there anything
back?
We can't accept any returns. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
There's got to be another number I can call or somebody higher up that I can talk to besides you.
No, ma'am, I don't have a phone number, and we all go by the same protocol. We aren't accepting any returns at this moment. You can possibly destroy the item or give it to a friend or a family member.
What? Are you kidding me? Really? So you have no other number. First of all, how are you going to refund this $17?
It'll go back to the card that was charged.
Well, we can't do that. We're going to have to send me a check because obviously I'm going to cancel that card because I can't.
Okay, it'll still go back to the account as long as the account is the same. You can change your card and the company is still able to charge you although you change your card. So if your account is still the same, then you'll still get the refund. And we don't send checks out either.
Wow. Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Asia. It is spelled A-S-I-A.
Okay. All right. I'll take it from here. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.